sports.
I would love to just ask a couple questions because I don't like what I...
Hi. Sorry, we were talking Mets.
Apparently all the Mets needed to break out of their horrific 12-game slump is to play the Braves.
A text from Brandon Sprague.
Yes. I would also like to point out that Brandon Sprague texted me in the fourth inning after the Mets blew a 5-1 lead to make it 5-5. It is now 12-5, and I have not heard a peep from Brandon Sprague.
13-5.
And it is now 13-5.
God. So. Who's this gas can in there for the Braves?
As I stated earlier, be careful sending meaningless taunting texts in the fourth inning when you're one of the worst teams in baseball.
So, I got some more audio for you here. I saw this on the Today Show.
When's the last time you watched the Today Show?
The answer to that is today.
You were not watching.
This is from today.
I understand, but you weren't watching.
I was. That's where I saw it.
This didn't find you on internet? You're sitting in front of your television watching today?
This is from the Today Show.
You are 1,000 years old.
Is that after your Golf Channel morning warm-up?
No, I didn't watch Golf Channel today. Better watch it tonight, huh?
Better
get caught up.
You don't want to miss anything.
Well, you know.
Lee Westwood talk.
The Today Show. Nah, he's on Live. They don't talk about him. The Today Show gave a sweet potato poon.
That was, yeah.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poon?
Because my mother, that's what my mother told us it
and
was.
And mommy says that's what it's called. And so that's what it's called. It.
So who is on?
Little cringy.
Who's on that anymore? Is that still old Guthrie? Is she still on there? Savannah?
I don't think so. She wasn't on there today. I know What's-His-Nut. Al Roker's still on there.
Old What's-His-Nuts.
Yeah, he's still doing
Savannah Guthrie, Craig Melvin,
yeah.
Al Roker, Carson Daly, and Jenna Bush Hager.
I have no idea who Craig Melvin is. And Carson Daly's on there?
Craig Melvin got here this year.
Yeah, Craig Melvin... you'd recognize him if you saw him, I think.
Okay.
And Carson Daly does the entertainment news.
I had no idea. Oh, yeah, I know that. I know Craig Melvin. I had no idea Carson Daly was on there.
And then, he's kind of bloated now. But
yeah.
And then Jen Bush, what's her hyphen?
Hager's her last
Hager,
name.
Hager, yeah. She's on there. That's George Bush's daughter.
Is that one of the two Bush twins?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yeah. Okay. She's on there. She does little bits on there.
All right.
She's got her bits.
Out there doing bits.
So this played, and I thought, I need to take that to the show for a ruling.
Okay.
This is going to be presented as, oh, so cute, oh. I think this is obnoxious.
All right.
Take a look at this. This miniature horse sharing her musical talents to help wake kids up from anesthesia at Shriners for Children Medical Center.
Dude.
This is super cute, a miniature horse, although it does feel like sort of an abrasive way to wake up.
Exactly. But it's going to be doing a concert on the plaza next week, so come see a miniature horse.
Dude, you're waking up from anesthesia, and oh, by the way, you're a kid?
Well,
and you get that?
Can I ask? I got questions. First off.
Wait, let me describe that.
Yeah, I'm seeing
so
the
lady is holding a keyboard,
yeah.
And the little
Sebastian Pony is in there.
Yeah, the little pony is in there, but the kid's waking up from anesthesia, which if anybody's ever woken up from anesthesia, it's a little squirrely, a little weird. It's hard to get oriented.
You don't really know what's going on.
And the little horsey takes his little horsey nose and just pounds the keyboard for 15 seconds.
You know what would be nice is just a little horsey nuzzle. What would be wrong with bringing the horse in and just like, oh, there's a little horse nose. You need to have that concert? Yeah.
First off, let me just state for the record, I love all mini animals. They're incredible. Mini donkeys, mini zebras, the mini horse. I'm all about it. Mini pigs. So, first off, mini horse, awesome. Cute as the Dickens. Am I told that a mini horse is going to wake me up? Or am I surprised by a mini horse being at my bedside?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Great question.
It doesn't say.
Because I've had 13 surgeries. So, I've had a lot of surgeries.
Wouldn't this flip you out? You're not even a kid.
This is what I'm saying. If I wake up from a surgery in a bit of a haze.
Yes.
And I look over there and I see a mini horse playing a piano.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what, you're liable that, like, I'm like, what did you give me?
Nothing's not playing Mozart. It's not like it's not like dulcet tones. It's like,
it's banging.
It's horrible.
In your ears. I'm sorry. I think that's a little cruel.
I kind of like Buck. Can I cuddle the mini horse?
Yeah, like I don't even mind if the horse is there.
This miniature horse sharing her musical talents to help wake kids up from anesthesia at Shriners for Children Medical Center.
God!
Horse got some man just flying around. Wait for the grand finale.
It's like when Billy... like when.
He did have a little grand finale in there.
It's like when Billy like plays the piano with his butt in concert. He jumps around on it.
Yeah, dude, that's rough.
I'm sorry,
that's rough.
Now, this is at a children's hospital.
Yes.
Can I make this request, like at Good Sam? Can I be like, no, I'm going in for surgery tomorrow. By the way, just an idea. Wake me up, mini horse.
Like, I mean, if... If you put me in a room and said, hey, Rob, we need your ideas. What are the 5 worst ways to wake up a kid from anesthesia? Yeah. I'd say, I know. Let's bring in a mini horse and have it pound a keyboard.
It does seem a little... It's a little harsh.
Imagine the staff doesn't love this. Like, we're trying to treat children here, and I got to deal with a farm animal
right,
now?
Right. Taking a dump?
Who's handling the horse while I'm trying to administer, like, sanitary IVs and things like that?
Look... I understand that there's some problems here, but I like where we're going with this. Can we get...
Maybe if it played a lighter, nicer piano?
That's kind of what I was wondering. You know, I don't know. Like, doesn't have to play the piano? Can we just... I like Buck's idea if you just wake up and there's a horse there. Maybe doing some gentle licking.
I mean, even a little puppy cuddle would be fine.
Nuzzle. What about a monkey? Can we get a monkey in there doing something? I like where we're going with the idea of animals. Waking kids up. But I'm not certain that coming out of anesthesia where you're groggy, I'm not certain that that is the sound that you want to wake up.
Imagine trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, that's
you open your eyes, you hear that, and you're like, what the hell? And you look over there and it's a mini horse?
That's why I said there has to be a conversation. You can't surprise mini horse. You can't. That has to be a...
Well, you can surprise mini horse. You can't surprise mini horse banging keyboard for 25 seconds.
Imagine uptight parent of the sick kid coming in to see their child out of surgery, and you see that not
can
expecting
we,
it.
Can we isolate the mini... Because I feel like maybe the piano playing... I feel like we could do something with this. I need one more.
Do you want the whole thing? I don't have the... Do you have the piano separate?
But I can get it.
We probably should...
Yeah, give it to me, because I want to hear how long... I need to... I feel like there's something here with the piano. Give it to me one. You know.
Was that it?
No, that wasn't it.
Hold on 1 second.
Hold on.
Psych sauce.
I like ending.
The finale's pretty solid.
Great.
I've kind of come around to it. It kind of slaps a little bit. You know?
It's like Flight of the Bumblebee.
Yeah.
It's like, might as well put a drill in my ear.
Well, and I'm looking at the gal in bed, and I don't think she has any idea what's going on. She's stoned to bejesus, out of her mind, and she's just kind of...
She liking it?
I don't know. There's a weird... I don't think she's aware of
what's
happening.
She's just glazed over. She doesn't know if she likes it.
Well, think about like...
Maybe that's the bit then.
Yeah, you don't
It's just like they don't even... It's so early in the waking up from anesthesia process, they can't even register.
Have you ever had surgery?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is a weird thing because the last thing you remember is count to 10 and then like you wake up and hours have gone by and you're like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's wonky there at first.
Yeah,
like
you gotta take, you know... Now I got a GD mini horse.
Pounding a piano.
I kind of like where the horse is going, though. The horse knows its job.
Okay.
By the way, now I'm just watching mini horse videos on YouTube, and they're just the best. Tell me that a mini horse doesn't just make you smile. They're fantastic.
El Travador.
I have El Travador news coming up next.
I'm now watching a mini goat, and he's got a king cobra on his back. Meanwhile, there's an Indian man who is
trying
to put the king cobra in a PVC pipe while rescuing his goat. And the level of which certain people handle, like when you're in snake country, it blows my mind with how nonchalant they are.
Yeah.
Here's a dude. It looks like
in India.
Yeah, this is India or in the Middle East somewhere, right? And there is, and there's a little baby goat, and wrapped around the goat's leg, and then the snake, look, it's on the goat's back. And the dude just takes a PVC pipe very casually and stuffs the snake in it, and then removes the snake from the goat's leg.
Oh, yeah, look at that. That's pretty heroic.
That's like the most dangerous animal on the planet.
Well, and he my got the head.
And my dude's like, well, here, it's Tuesday in Pakistan. Might as well deal with this. Blows my mind.
I feel like if you grow up in India, you handle snakes.
Yeah. Maybe that can be the next child. You just wake up and there's a snake hovering above you. You're doing that snake hiss thing. Maybe that dude playing the little snake charmer. I'll wake your ass up.
All right. El Travador News is next. Here's Buck.